धातु लट स्यात्।
The following the dhatu immediately lat will come. Ata vitau. Akara and takara are the dvagnas. It's all right. Icharana samasyat.
Icharana samasyat.
Lasyane svam.
Lasyane svam.
See, lashakvata dhete, if it is applied, even lakara becomes an idvarna. But because of the ucharana samasya, samasya is the power. By the power of ucharana, so it remains intact. It won't go away. Bhusattayam.
Bhusattayam.
So that is the dhatu. Bhu is the dhatu. Its meaning is satta. To be. To be.
I know this. So.
To be is the meaning. Bhusattayam. So, when you want to use the dhatu in vartamana kala, in the present tense, and also in the meaning of kartru, so kartari prayogam we call it. Sometimes kartari prayoga is also called kartruvachya. Am I right, Kalpesh?
Yes, sir.
Do they call it kartruvachya?
Yes.
And karmavachya. Good. So sometimes they call it kartruvachya. Doesn't matter. So it is used in the sense of karta. Means one who is. To be is the dhatu. So Ramaha bhavati. So if you say like that, then Rama is the karta for the action of being. In that sense, we use the dhatu. So that is the sense that we have in the mind while using the dhatu. That is what is called vivaksha. Kartru vivakshayam.
Kartru vivakshayam.
Mool iti sthite.
Mool iti sthite.
The moment the vivaksha is there, vaktum iccha, the intent is there, that moment, based on the vivaksha, let will come. And so bhu-lat, it is sthite. Bhu-lat, it is sthite means bhu-lat, it is sthite. Now, he will give the pratyayas, which will replace the lat in sequence. So these pratyayas we say three at a time. Three, like that. A little more. We have covered all this. Now we are doing anyway.
Tiptaschi.
So, in Dhatupatha, very beginning is Bhuvadigana. And in the Bhuvadigana, the very first Dhatu is Bhu. It is called Mangala. Bhu is Mangala. See this Mangala, how it is? We in a context we think that only when you talk of a particular form it is Mangala, like Rama's form or Krishna's form, you say something about it, then it is construed as Mangala. Mangala is auspicious. Whereas when you come to Panini, he begins the sutras with Vruddhi Radai. That is how he begins. And he could have as well begun with any other sutra in the same gana. It doesn't make a big difference there itself. For example, next sutra is Adenguna. There he could as well start with it. Say Adenguna and then Vruddhiradaj, he could say probably. Some other sutra also could occupy the first place.
So even in Vruddhiradaj, usually
Adaj Vruddhi, you can say.
Udeshan with it.
Like Adenguna.
Yes.
Adaij Vruddhi, he could say. But he just says Vruddhi Radaij because Vruddhi is Mangalakara. How Vruddhi is Mangalakara? The dhatu is there. Broha Bruhi Vruddhau. That is the dhatu. And from that dhatu, the word Brahman is derived. Even the word Bhuma, I think it has come from some such dhatu, from the same dhatu or maybe some other dhatu. But Brahman is of course derived from Broha, Bruhi, two dhatus. Both mean Vruddhi. And so from one of those dhatus or from both of them, it is derived. And therefore, he uses that word vruddhihi, which brings to the mind that reality, nameless and formless reality, that comes to the mind. That is the mangala, vruddhi radhayi. Similarly, Kalidasa, in Kumara Sambhavam, he begins it as asti. Astyuttarasyam dishi devatatma. Like that he begins. That is the beginning. Asti. So that is the mangala. Asti is the mangala. Because it points out to the being. And being is Brahman. Asti is the verbal form of sad. Sadekameva somya dabagra asit. That sad, sad is the noun. The corresponding verb is asti. In fact, the Vayakaranas, the grammarians say, sad came from asti. Sarvam dhatujam aha shakatayanasya tokam. So the Shakatayana Maharshi maintains that every word is derived from dhatu. So sad is derived from asti. That is how the grammarians look at it. Asti iti sad. Therefore, by saying asti, he brings the reality which is called sad in the Upanishads that comes to mind. You see the vision? What a vision it is. Instead of saying some god sitting somewhere, it is a sad, it's the reality.
Swamiji, the other day I was reading Karaka. There also they say apadana because of dhruvam. Dhruvam is also same.
Yeah, same thing. Dhruvam is Brahma.
That's the first karaka which he starts with before.
Very first karaka he starts with apadana, which is dhruvam. And the jagataha apadanam Brahma. So it's a kind of jagat that came out of Brahma as though. So like that. Very wonderful way of prayer. So there is no other prayer. This is the prayer. Asti is the prayer. Similarly, Bhu is the prayer. Bhu is same as asti. It brings to mind that being. Bhu. In English it became be. Bhu became to be. The being. The being is the truth. And all namarupa are superimpositions. The being is the foundation, is the truth. And it is not even difficult to appreciate it. With some vision and with some practice of meditation, one can easily comprehend that the being is the reality of all this show. Anyway, so Panini Maharshi starts with Bhu, it is Mangalam. The Acharya Bhimasena Shastri pointed it out, that's why I said it. So, satta, bhu sattayam. Satta is considered as a kriya here. Everything is kriya, you know. Therefore, it is given the word, the title dhatu. And so, bhu dhatu. So, whoever is becomes the karta of the dhatu bhu. So, devadattaha bhu bhavati, something like that. Okay? Generally, they use the word bhu in the meaning of becoming also, to become, bhavati. So, see, there are three theories. Jayate, bhavati, asti. Three. Jayate is nayayikas. Everything is born. Nayayikas are called arambhavadinaha. They always talk of arambha. Everything is born. Even knowledge is also born. And arambhavadinaha. And jayate bhavati. Jayate bhavati asti. Did I say like that?
Yes.
So bhavati, they are parinamavadinaha. Sankhya bhavati. So pradhanam jagat bhavati. Pradhana becomes the jagat. Or even Ishvara becomes the jagat. Parinamavadi. So that is bhavati. Whereas Advaitins are neither of the two. They are ajatavadis, asti. Because jagat is not real. So it is not thing, but it is not a result of a transformation, it is just an appearance, it is not real, and therefore Brahma remains Brahman. Brahma asti. What about Jagat? Jagat asti nahi. Jagat drushyate. And even for drushyate you need a background reality, and that is the Brahma. And Brahma doesn't make it appear. Brahma upholds the appearance. It is the locus on which the appearance happens. So this is the Ajatavada, I am saying. Therefore astivadinaha astityevopalabdham jaha asya. Anyway, bhu sattayam, bhu lat. Now we say the sutra. Three you have to say. Tiptas ji
siptastha
mip vas mas. So the sutra you say mip, but by the sandhi. Then coming to Atmanepada, da atam jha,
ta atam jha,
thas atam dvam,
thas atam dvam,
it vahi mahin. It could as well be it vahi mahi, but he wanted a pratyahara with the ti to make it thing, because he is going to use thing, shit, sarvada, tukam, like that. He will use it almost immediately. Therefore, to make a pratyahara possible, thing, or even tanga, in between there is a ta, atam, jha, that ta, n. So to make all these pratyaharas possible, keep it a n there. And n will have some other advantages also. Ete ashtadasha,
ladesha syuhu.
These 18 pratyayas, they are called pratyayas because they come under the adhikara of pratyayaha, and also they come under the adhikara of lasya, shashti sthane yoga. So lasya means lasya sthane. Wherever shashti is there, you put sthane there. Therefore, lakarasya sthane bhavanti, ete pratyayaha bhavanti. That is the meaning of the sutra. Ete ashtadasha ladesha syuhu.
Ete ashtadasha ladesha syuhu.
So these 18, they come in the place of lakara, lat, lit, etc. In these, the pratyaharas, you see, the pratyayas, again the idvarnas we should know. In tip, it is pu is a idvarna, it will go away. There is a purpose for it. Sarvadhatu samapit, like that. He made the ekavachana of all the three, pit, means having pakara as the it. That is what we call pit. So, like tip, sip, mip. And they are made into one unit. And so whatever he can treat them as a single unit. Same rule will apply to all the three, all ekavachana. The dvivachana and bahuvachana can be kept aside, and the three can be handled as one unit. So to facilitate that, he made them pit. So like that, the pakara is the dvarna. Then tas ji. So sakara is not idvarna, na vibhaktau tusmaha. These will get a vibhakti saunjnya also.
Suptingau vibhakti saunjnya ustaha.
That is the urti. There must be a sutra corresponding to that.
Vibhaktischa.
Therefore, that vihakti samajna will be there, and the pratyaya samajna will be there. You see, there is an adhikara, a kadara reka samajna. So whatever is in that adhikara can have only one samajna. But outside that adhikara, multiple samajnas are allowed. So this is one case where many samajnas are possible. But we will come across other situations where many samajnas are not allowed. only one samajna is allowed. Anyway, here no issue there. So it is a vibhakti. It is not only sarvadhatuka, ardhadhatuka, all those samajnas will come, but also pratyaya samajna is anyway there. Vibhakti samajna is also there. Therefore, sakara won't go away. Na vibhaktau tusmaha. So takara, tavarga, sakara, na makara, they remain intact. So tiptas ji, then sip thas tha, thas remains, tha, then mip thas, mip was mas, they all remain. Then ta atam jha, thas atam dhvam, in it tu will go away. Vahi mahing n will go away, they are the dvarnas. And 3-3-3, that is how they are used. Then, laf parasmai padam.
Laf parasmai padam.
Yeah. You see, laha is bahuvachanam. L, lau laha. So, lakaraha. And, sorry, laha is shashti. Shashti ekavachanam. Bahuvachanam. Pratama bahuvachanam is also laha. Shashti ekavachanam is also laha. So, laha means lakarasya. And whatever adeshaha, they come in the place of lakara, so they are the lakarasya adeshaha. The things which come in the place of lakara, all the pratyayas which come and occupy the place of lakara, they are now given a name. Parasmai padam, that is the thing. Okay? So ladeshaha means the pratyayas which come in the place of lakara, etc., they gain the saunya parasmai pada. So now, interestingly, all the 18 will get parasmai pada saunya to begin with. And then he will give an apavada sutra. Saujna sutra is also apavada. Means the earlier saujna will be restricted. It is, to begin with, it is there for 18. But now he will take out 9 of them and gives another saujna. And this another saujna is apavada, apavada sutra it is. Therefore, it will restrict to the scope of the earlier saujna. And so the 9 will get another saunya, the remaining 9 will remain as parasmai padas. Okay? So, tangana vatmane padam.
Tangana vatmane padam.
It is a tangana. Tangcha, anascha, dvandva samasa becomes a tanganau. So, tang is the pratyahara. Ta atamcha. Thas atham dvam, it vahi mahina. They are the tang. And then ana stands for shanach and kanach. One more is also there in ana. There is a thing called chanash. Chanash is coming. There is another thing is there. This chanash, it also chakara will go away, shakara will go away, only ana remains. But chanash is a shit. It is having shavarna as the dvarna. Ting shit sarvadhatukam. So it will get a sarvadhatuka saunya. And then if you take that also into ana, suppose you take that also into ana, then it will get a multiple saunyas. Atmanepada saunya it will get now, and sarvadhatuka saunya it will get there. Therefore, akarara deka saunya will come in the way. So it is not allowed multiple saunyas. Therefore, the shit saunya remains. That gains a priority. For whatever reason, so there are reasons, you know, like purvatra siddham, etc.
Vipratishethe
param karyam. So multiple situations are there. Vipratishethe param karyam is the situation. So based on that shit saunya remains for that, for chanash. And therefore we don't take it here. So that leaves shanach and kanach. So they are called anas. So tang and ana, they get the name Atmaneya Padam. Okay. Tang Pratyaharaha Shanachkanachau Chaitat Saunyasyuhu. See, tang is the Pratyahara. Pratyahara means many things. It is like zip. You know, in modern times you have zip. That is the Pratyahara. Zip Prakriya. Therefore, tang is the Pratyahara. You see, I know. There is one gentleman, his name is Bhaskara Shastri, a great Vyakarana. I studied some Sanskrit with him, and so he was he took a job for a living, you know. Vyakarana means who wants Vyakarana? So he has to do some job. Also he was doing the job of a Telugu pandit in a high school. So he teaches Telugu in the high school. He can teach anything pretty much what is there. So he was teaching. Then there is a rule that the high school teachers prepare the teaching notes. They have to prepare the teaching notes on an official format. And the headmaster will check the teaching notes occasionally. So they gave these format papers to him, cyclostyle papers, and he put one or two words there. He did not fill it up everything. Just one word here, one word there. And then the headmaster chakra. What is this? What notes it is? I don't see much. You write even half a sentence you don't write. What kind of teaching notes is it? Then this man tells, we follow Pratyahara Prakriya. We are Vyakarana. So I follow Pratyahara Prakriya. The headmaster is a hero. He says, what is that? You have to come to my home and study Vyakarana for a while, then you will know. Then the headmaster said, okay. No, Oscar, you go. The headmaster knows that he is a great scholar. Like that. Pratyahara. What teaching notes? Teaching notes, kya likhna hai bhai? So Telugu poems for 10th class students go on to teach. What notes you have to write? Anyway, so tang pratyahara. The pratyahara called tang.
Somebody, what is the word zip?
Zip. Pratyahara.
Yeah, how is that?
In computers,
zip
file, you know.
Okay.
You apply that file, everything becomes condensed. Pratyahara is like that.
I thought zip itself is a compressor.
Then shamach and kamach. These two pratyayas. So shyamach and kamach means like vartamana. That is shyamach. Vartamana. Shyamach. Kamach, I don't remember some other example. Yatamana. All these vartamana, they are all in the vartamana kala. Even vartamana is in vartamana kala. So you can see shyamach. So these are all in the, they come, these pratyayas, they come in the place of lat. Lakshana hetvo kriyayaha shatru shanachau. I think that is the sutra. Shatru and shanach. Shatru, you have to say, you should not say shatru. It is not shatru. It is shatru. And if you say shatru before vayakarnas, they immediately know that you don't know how to pronounce. Oh. And they will look up and know where from he has come. Like that. So Shatru. It is not Shatru. Anyway. Shanach, Kanach, they get this Saujnya. Saujnya is Atmanayapada. Purva Saujnya Apavadaha.
Purva Saujnya Apavadaha.
So it is the Apavada of the earlier Saujnya. That is Parasmaipada Saujnya. That means, out of 18, now earlier Saujnya is restricted to 9. Its scope is restricted. That is what Apavada Sutra. Utsarga and Apavada. Utsarga is a general statement. Apavada is the restricting statement. Exceptions are counted. So exemptions are given. And so minus those exemptions, the rest of the area alone, the earlier sutra applies. So that is how the Utsarga Apavada Nyaya, they say. So, therefore, the first nine become, he doesn't say, the first nine are Parasmaya Pada, he doesn't say like that. He gives the Parasmaya Pada Samudhya in a general way and then restricts it. So a very beautiful way of operating. And so, these are the Atmanaya Pada. Therefore, now we have clear-cut idea. So, for the present, you remember the Parasmaya Pada. Atmanaya Pada, we will remind you again after a few classes. For the present, you should know Tiptasji, Siptastha, Mip, Vas, Mas. Those nine you should clearly remember. Now, so saunjnas have come. Atmanepada, so Atmanepada Prachayas are nine, Parasmanepada Prachayas are nine. Now, which should come where? Suppose Bhudhatu is there. Now, should we apply Parasmanepada Prachayas or Atmanepada Prachayas? So, it depends upon the categorization of the entire set of dhatus. Now, he will give us rules by which you can settle whether a dhatu is Parasmanepada or Atmanepada or both. So when it comes to the dhatu, a dhatu which gets Parasmaipada Pratyayas is called Parasmaipadi, and a dhatu Parasmaipadani Parasmaipadaha Asya Santi Parasmaipadi Parasmaipadinaha Bhagavachana. Similarly Atmanepadi. So we have to, now he gives rules by which we decide whether a given dhatu is Parasmaipadi or Atmanepadi or both. Both means we call it Ubhayapadinaha. So that is the arrangement. Now, this arrangement also how he gives, you know, he tells you what are the markers for Atmanepada. So, for in this context, Atmanepada Prachayas come. Like that he gives the markers. And based on that, all Atmanepadis get settled. Rest Parasmaipadis. And in some cases, Atmanepada comes conditionally. When the dhatu satisfies that condition, it gets Atmanepada Prachayas. If not, it will get Parasmaipada based on the meaning. And therefore, such dhatus, they become Ubhayapadinaha. That is how he organizes the structure. So, you see, now to know whether it is Atmanepada Padi or Parasmaipadi, you see those markers. And if it fits into Atmanepadi, then it's it. But if it is not Atmanepadi, then automatically it becomes Parasmaipadi. Now, there are two sutras to settle this Atmanepadi situation. First one. Anudatanyataha Atmane Padam. You see, Dvandvante Shruyamanam Padam Pratyekena Sambadhyate. Like that there is a Nyaya. The word that you see at the end of a Dvandva Samasa, that word applies to every one of the Dvandva Samasa words. Okay? Suppose you say, Rama Lakshmana Karyam. Suppose you say, Rama Karyam, Lakshmana Karyam. That is how it applies in the case of Dvandva Samasa. So that is the Nyaya. Dvandvante Shruyamanam Padam Pratyekena Sambadhyate. Like that, some Nyaya. Okay? So here, anudatta nyataha is there. Anudattascha nya. That is the dvandva. So, it yeshante anudatta nyataha. Therefore, this it applies to each one of them. Therefore, now what you will get? Anudatta nyataha, he says, we get two things out of it. Anudatta itaha, na itaha. So those which have anudatta as it, so what we call anudatte taha, those dhatus which have ng as it, they are called ngetaha. All such dhatus, they get atmanepada pratyayas. So very well fixed. Now how to know anudatta? So you have to vyakhyanam eva sharanam. So the vyakhyana will tell you which is anudatta and which is udatta. Nobody recorded Panini's pronunciation and all that. So edha vruddhau, that is the dhatu. In that edha vruddhau, that edha, a, that a is anudatta and also anunasika. He has used his nose to pronounce it and he made it anudatta. He must have said edha vruddhau, like that he must have, edha, with nose. Therefore it is anudatta as well as anunasika. So being anunasika, it becomes it. Upadeshe janunasika it. And being anudatta, it becomes anudatta it. And the dhatu is having anudatta as an it. And therefore, the dhatu becomes person, atmanepada, anudatte it. Then nit, sheing svapne, shete, sheyate, sheyate, shete, sleeping. So there is the dhatu. Obviously, it is nit dhatu. Therefore, it also gets atmanepada pratyayas. For example, so this is how to mark us, anudatta and ngakara as the ite. If you find them, that becomes atmanepadi dhatu.
Tradition has lost it,
Swami. In tradition, it is there, but it is recorded. They have recorded it. The pronunciation is fixed by Panini, and everybody knows the difficulty in keeping the pronunciation intact. And you have to wait for the fellow to say, and then only you will decide it is Parasmaipada or Atmanepada. That is difficult, you know. So it gets recorded. And therefore, Adhadhatu Atmanepada. Therefore, it akara must have been anudatta. You do it the reverse way.
The dhatu pata has...
It is all recorded. In the memory first, and then in the manuscripts later, and in the books later. It came like that. These people were memorizing everything. Amazing amount of material is memorized and kept there. And it won't last. It will be slipping away. And therefore you have to regularly memorize it. That is how Veda people do it. Nowadays they also stop doing it. They do it for 6 years or 8 years. You cannot blame anybody. If he is a very sincere student, he will do it for 8 years. And then he gives an exam. And he is well recognized as a scholar and they give a certificate to him, patta. And now he gets married and becomes a father and makes some money and so starts eating well and all that. Now what will he do? Bhojanam only. Brahmano bhojanam priyaha. Anyway, it applies to everyone. Nobody is an exception. That's why when you furnish the intellect, that is what I was saying in today's class. Sometimes I tend to say a few things which may not be appreciated well, but I said it, whatever reason. So when you furnish the intellect, I use the word furnish. And there is another word, accumulating. So when you accumulate things in the intellect, so this accumulation, accumulating is the character of people. So they go on accumulating. Everybody does that. They accumulate dresses, and then they accumulate jewelry. Everything they accumulate. Earrings, some 25 earrings. Everything you accumulate. Pens, a dozen pens. So earlier, the person used to have one pen and in his pocket. Now he has a holder of pens on the table, pen holder, and it will have a place for a dozen pens. So like that, everything accumulate, pencils accumulate, toothbrush accumulate, everything accumulate outside. And then networking, what is networking? Accumulate relations whom you know, that you accumulate. So on Facebook, I have 250 friends, somebody says. Social networking. Somebody else says, I have 500 of them, like that. My website is visited by 10,000 people, so that is a great quality. So that relations are accumulated. Then you accumulate in the buddhi, intellect. People think that accumulation is an accomplishment. Outward accumulation is supposed to be accomplishment. And then emotions are accumulated. And then intellect also, in the intellect also you accumulate. They consider it as accomplishment. The more you accumulate in the intellect, the more scholarly you are. But then I will tell you, the more you furnish the intellect, or you accumulate in the intellect, the less open you are. Now you are not open. Because whatever the other person says, you seem to know it already. And therefore, this I know will come in the way. Yeah, I know that. So as long as you have that kind of that I know syndrome, you will not learn anything anymore. And therefore, though a few things are sitting in the intellect for whatever reason, not getting influenced by that accumulation and yet keeping the mind open is very tough. That's why teaching to intellectuals is very difficult. You cannot teach anything to them because they seem to know everything already. So the other day I was about to say something and the gentleman quotes half a dozen things already. I was saying drishti srishti vada. He already quotes half a dozen things. You cannot say anything. You cannot break the barrier. Very tough. So like that. Therefore, it always works both ways. The accumulation is useful. Suppose you have a dozen pens. You can readily take out any pen and use that. That way it works favorably. But then it works in the negative sense also. You are loaded with so many things. They all hold you back. They become a huge luggage, mental luggage. Anyway, all that is a digression. Thank you for allowing me all that. So, the tongue, this anudatta ngetaha, anudatta, yeah, you may say, anudatte taha,
anudatte taha,
nyatascha dhato,
nyatascha dhato,
atmane padam syat,
atmane padam syat.
You should not get confused about the vibhakti. It is panchami vibhakti, not shashti. Because they look alike, you know. And also the mind goes towards the shashti, maybe shashti. It is not shashti, it is panchami. Because the pratyaya comes immediately after, tasmadityuttarasya. So, anudatte taha means following the dhatu which has anudatta as it, netascha, following the dhatu which has nakara as it, atmanepadam syat, atmanepada pratyaya comes. Only one pratyaya comes. Nine of them are there. So that how that comes, he will tell. Then one more. Svarita yitaha.
Svarita yitaha.
That is a nya. Cha 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 ja ja nya. Nya. It is a kind of ya pronounced through nose. Cha, you see, ichu yashanam talu. Talu. The upper palate, always upper palate. So you have to pronounce it through upper palate using nose. Cha, cha is upper palate. Cha, ja, ja. That upper palate thing you should not give up. And pronounce through nose. Nya. Nya. Okay, not ya. Ichu yashanam talu. Ya is also palate thing only. That's why it is close to ya also in a way. So nya. So you have all these things. Nya, ya, ya. Ya also can have anunasika. ఎరలవా అనునాసిక అననునాసిక భేదేన యవలాద్విధ నాట్ రావలాద్విధ యవలాహ ద్విధ త్రీ థింగ్స్ జ్ఞ దట్ ఈస్ విచాఖ్యా జ్ఞ దట్ ఈస్ విత్ నోస్ ఆల్ ది త్రీ ఆర్ డిఫరెంట్ ఓకే సో దే షుడ్ బి ప్రొనౌన్స్డ్ ప్రాపర్లీ సో ఎనీవే
అనదర్ ప్రొనౌన్సియేషన్ వి హియర్ సమ్ టైమ్స్ విచ్ ఇస్ లైక్ జబంజ్
నంజ్ నంజ్ స్వామీజీ సేస్ లైక్ దట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ నంజ్ హీ సేస్ లైక్ దట్ అండ్ వీ హ్యావ్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ ఇట్ యాజ్ న్యా హీ పికడ్ అప్ సమ్వేర్ అండ్ హీ సేస్ ఇట్ లైక్ దట్ అండ్ యూ ట్రై టు గెట్ ది స్పిరిట్ ఆఫ్ వాట్ హీ సే డోంట్ టేక్ వాట్ హీ ఫిజికల్లీ సేస్ బికాస్ నంజ్ మీన్స్ ఇట్ ఈస్ టూ మచ్ ఆఫ్ డీవియేషన్ ఫ్రమ్ వాట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఓహో దిస్ ఈజ్ వాట్ హీ మీన్స్ ఓకే దట్ ఈస్ నై ఇన్ దట్ నై హీ పుట్స్ నకార జకార సో మెనీ థింగ్స్ హీ పుట్ నా ఇస్ నా అండ్ నంజ్ ఇది నకార జకార హీ పుట్స్ సో హీ పిక్డ్ అప్ ఇట్ సమ్వేర్ ఇట్ ఈస్ నై నాట్ నంజ్ దెర్ఫోర్ నై నై తత్ పురుష ఐ హెర్డ్ ఇట్ అండ్ దెన్ అండర్స్టుడ్ హో దిస్ ఈజ్ హౌ హీ ప్రొనౌన్సెస్ maybe in Tamil Nadu there may be some such a tradition also pronouncing like that I don't know but in Andhra Pradesh it is not there swarita yetah so again dvandvante shruyamanam padam pratyekena sambandhyate swaritet yet so swarita is again swara you know anudatta vihoshit there is one more udatta that is not the point here swarita సో సమాహార స్వరిత సో అరుదాత్త ఉదాత్త సమాహార ఇట్స్ ఎ కాంబినేషన్ ఆఫ్ ది టూ ఇఫ్ యూ వాంట్ టు నో ఇన్ ప్రాక్టికల్లీ సహనావతు సా ఇజ్ అరుదాత్త నా ఇజ్ స్వరిత అండ్ ది రెస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ది ఫోర్ సిలబుల్స్ ఆర్ ఉదాత్త యూ మే రిమెంబర్ లైక్ దాట్ ఓకే సో స్వరితేత్ స్వరిత ఇస్ ది స్వరం ఫర్ దట్ అచ్ and the swara is there only for acche not for hal won't have anything obvious and then nyit nyit means bruvi vyaktayam vachi so that is a brute bruvate bruvate atmane pada but it gets optional also kartra bhipraye kriya phale you see this is what you have to pay attention to if it is anudattet and nit it is invariably atmanepada whatever may be the meaning and all that meaning has nothing to do with it it is essentially it is entirely atmanepada whereas if it is swaritet and also nit swaritet and nit like bruhi vyaktayam vachi etc and rajuru deeptau there rajuru ఇది స్వరితేత్ రుగ్ దట్ ఈస్ స్వరిత ఐ థింక్ సో సో ఇన్ సచ్ కేసెస్ వెదర్ ఇట్ ఈజ్ ఆత్మనే పద ఆర్ పరస్మయ పద డిపెండ్స్ అపాన్ ద మీనింగ్ వాట్ ఈస్ ది మీనింగ్ వివక్ష వాట్ ఈస్ ది ఇంటెన్షన్ సో ద మీనింగ్ ఈజ్ క్రియాఫలే కర్తృగామిని కర్తృభిప్రాయే క్రియాఫలే ద యాక్షన్ యు ఆర్ టాకింగ్ అబౌట్ ధాతు అండ్ ది యాక్షన్ విల్ హ్యావ్ ఎ ఫల action has two components in it vyapara phala so and vyapara and phala both apply to the same guy karta only that is akarmaka dhatu both have two different adhisthana or locus then it is sakarmaka dhatu we have seen that anyway that is a different story but the kriya will have a vyapara and also phala now when you are using the kriya padam you are focusing on the vyapara aspect of it but then there is a phala to that and that phala what is your intention what is the intent that you have the phala should go to the karta in that case make it atmane padam suppose phala doesn't go to karta it go to somewhere else then it is parasmai padam. That's why when doing Gayatri Japa Sandhyavandanam, Gayatri Mantra Japam Karishye Atmanepada, because Gayatri Mantra Japa phala I want for myself, Karishye. And suppose you are doing it for blessing somebody else, then you should not say Karishye, Karishyami. Even the saujnya has in it Atmane pada. Atmane means for oneself. Parasmai means for the other person. Even the saujnya has that virig in it. Okay? But you should not take that meaning literally everywhere. Only in Ubhayapada dhatu, Ubhayapadi dhatus, the based on the intent of the person who is using the dhatu in his usage, what is his intent? Based on that, you decide whether it is Atmanayapadi or Parasmayapadi. Panini has fixed it like that. But later in the literature, they stopped following rigorously this distinction. And so, for example, in the case of Rajuru Devtau, brilliantly shining. So Rajati Parasmayapadi, Rajate Atmanayapadi. Now you have to check beforehand whether this Deepti is for his sake or for somebody else's sake. Then only you have to use the corresponding pada. All that nobody follows. In the literature, they have ignored it. And they use it optionally. Then what is the purpose of this? It only tells you which dhatu sarubhayapadis. Only there it stops. Otherwise, if you want to say Rajati, you can say Rajati. Or if you want to say Rajate, you can say Rajate. Ramo Virajate. They say like that. Because Rama is shining for himself, I don't look at it everywhere like that. Okay? It is Atmanepada. Somewhere else you may come across Rajati, even that is also accepted. In Rigveda, not Rigveda, Atharvana Veda, where you have this Mundaka Upanishad, there is no Parasmayapada at all. Everything is Atmanayapada. Satyameva Jayate. Atmanayapada. Kamanya Kamayate Manyamanaha. Atmanayapada. Everything is Atmanayapada.
So that's right, Swami?
Vaidika Prayoga.
Satyameva Jayate is right.
There it is right. Vaidika Prayoga, it is right. Jijaye, that is the dhatu. I don't know whether it is the Jijaye is the Swarite, that E is no.
No, it's not. It's Jayati. Jayati, right? It is
Jayati, Parasmayapada only.
Yes, yeah.
But in the there, Jayate. Satyameva Jayate, Nanukam. This is from Mundaka Upanishad. You see, India, that it is written, that icon, Satyameva Jayate. That lion underneath Satyameva Jayate. Very true. Suppose you know what is the truth, you need not worry anymore. You may have some setback temporarily, but ultimately the truth wins. That is the law. And there are no exceptions to it. That's why when people get worked up, I say, why you get worked up? Check whether what you are holding on to is the truth or not. No, what we say is truth. Then don't get worked up. Remain at peace. No, they are not following. Don't bother. Satyameva Jayate. Nanurutam. It is like that. See, suppose the other person doesn't agree to what you say. Bless him and keep quiet. He will come to it. Now he cannot see it because some problem. He will see it when he comes. Some people may not see it in this life. Hopefully they can. Yeah. స్వరితేతః ఞతశ్చ ధాతోః ఆత్మనేపదం స్యాత్ కర్తృగామినీ క్రియాఫలే. సో ఓన్లీ వెన్ కర్తృగామిని క్రియాఫలే, ఓన్లీ వెన్ క్రియాఫల గోస్, గామి మీన్స్ గోస్, గోస్ అండ్ అటాచెస్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ టు ది కర్త, కర్తృగామిని క్రియాఫల. నాట్ దట్ ది ఫలం ఇస్ గోయింగ్ అండ్ టు హిమ్, వివక్ష హౌ టు యూజ్ ఇట్, వాట్ రియల్లీ హ్యాపన్స్ నోబడి నోస్. నీడ్ నాట్ నో. గాయత్రి మంత్రం జపం చేయటం, ఫలం ఈజ్ కమింగ్ టు యూ ఆర్ ఈజ్ ఇట్ గోయింగ్ టు సంబడి ఎల్స్ ఈజ్ నాట్ సంథింగ్ విచ్ ఇస్ సీన్ అండ్ వెరిఫైడ్. వివక్ష శంకర ఇన్ గీతా భాష్యం హీ సేస్ కరిష్యామి తస్యాస్య గీతాశాస్త్రస్య సంగ్రహతః వివరణం కరిష్యామి. దట్ ఈజ్ వాట్ హీ సేస్. ఇట్ డజంట్ సే కరిష్యే, కరిష్యామి, బికాస్ ఇట్ ఈజ్ మెంట్ ఫర్ అదర్స్, నాట్ మెంట్ ఫర్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్. ఇఫ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఫర్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ హీ నీడ్ నాట్ డూ ఎనీథింగ్, హీ ఆల్రెడీ రెడ్ ఇట్ అండ్ హీ గాట్ వాట్ హీ వాంటెడ్ అండ్ సో హీ ఈజ్ హ్యాపీ. కరిష్యామి లైక్ దాట్ ఎవ్రీవేర్ దట్ ఈజ్ యూస్డ్ rather consciously wherever it is used. But in the literature so you can find any number of exceptions for it. That means it is not rigorously followed. Whosoever follows it, follows it.
Swamiji, the exception you mentioned in the Atharva Veda, that is found across Atharva Veda?
No, across Atharva Veda it is found. In Mundaka Upanishad it is found like that. Then sometimes what happens, suppose you do yajnam, yaja dhatu, so you can have atmanepada as well as parasvami, yajati yajate, both could be there. Even in Veda, jyotishtomena svargakamo yajeta, atmanepada, atmanepada is used. Why atmanepada? Why not yajet? Yajet is also there, parasvamipada is also there. Because the yajna phalam comes to the yajamana. The yajna phala comes to the yajamana. Yajna phala is swarga. Swarga the yajamana gets. But then yajna phalam is dakshina also. Dakshina rutviks get, the others get it. So now which phala you should take? You should take mukhya phala. You should not take amukhya phala. So yajna, main purpose is swargam. And therefore, you have, the Shruti says, yajeta, atmane patam. So phalam, the person who performs the yajna will get it. And dakshina, etc., the ritviks are getting, therefore you have to use parasmai pada, you should not say like that, because it is amukhya phalam. That's why there is a rule. Chanda karke yajna nahi karna chahiye. Like that. Since you collect money from people, like donations, and then do yajna, then what happens is, what the mimamsakas say like this, the moment the yajna is completed, the apurvam is born, yajna apurvam, apurva comes up, and this apurva, now where should it go? It cannot go to Ishvara. Mimamsakas don't accept Ishvara. There is no Ishvara. The apurva comes to the karta only, and it will be with him as a samskara. In his sukshma sharira, it will be a small part. And when it is ready to give result, it will give. That is how they look at it. And that apurva comes and sits in yajamana. Suppose he has collected donations from a dozen people and did the yajna, then the apurva gets up, comes up. Now where should it go? He doesn't know. Because 12 people have contributed, so should I go to this guy or that guy. It cannot make itself into parts and go to different parts. Like that Mimamsaka's talk. This is what I told is from Mimamsaka's talk. They said, don't collect money for the sake of yajna. Whatever money you have, with that you do it. If you can do. If you find it is too less for the yajna, the money is too less, don't do it. Because kamya yajnas you need not do. Nitya karma is all that you need to do. And nitya karma, no expenditure is involved. Like that they describe. That's why if you enter into it, it is very disconcerting in some instance. All this if you say, then you don't get any donations at all. Now the founder, the basis for donations is gone. It is a problem. Therefore you don't say these things when you need donations. And you don't bother about donations, you can say.
Like in the temple, so many people buy tickets. That's Apurva Goja.
You see, in temple, you are not doing anything. Apurva ka baat alag hai. We'll see of the Apurva later. But first, are you doing anything?
Yes, sir. For example, there is a Samuhika Sutrana. So people buy tickets. That's what I know.
There is nothing like Samuhika.
They do it in
Bijwati temple. No, they do it all right. But in Atma, there is nothing like Samuhika. You do it.
And they charge like $5,100 for the each person's Swamiji.
That is all commerce.
Hundred people sit on Swamiji and they do Sutrana.
That is all commerce.
That's what I'm...
They are 100 people don't do. Everyone does.
Right, everyone does, but what happens to the phala?
You will get your phala.
Okay.
On the other hand, you purchase the ticket and somebody else will do puja in your place.
Oh, okay.
In your absence also.
In your absence also. And prasada will come to you by post.
Oh, yeah.
All this is commerce. That is all commerce. You go and sit there and do. And the Purohit will conduct 100 of them, which is all right. You do puja yourself, that is fine. Cut the ticket. They say cut in India. Cut the ticket. Cut the ticket means virtually he cuts it and gives you. That's why they call it, I know. He literally cuts it and gives you. So this cutting the ticket thing, it doesn't work. I mean, you are not doing anything. You get some punyam for the dhanam that you have done. You gave some money, you know, some punya you will get. So dhana punyam you will get. Karma punyam you won't get. These people make us believe that they sent akshatas, etc., and you put on your head, you got. That is not correct. That is not logical also, you know. So karma you do, karma phalam you will get. In Vakyapadiya, this is discussed. Vakyapadiya is a text by Bhartruhari. So, Mukhya Phalam only you have to look at. Like Pachati. Pachati. There, Pachanam you are doing. But Pachana Mukhya Phala is the grain becoming soft. That is the Mukhya Phala. And that doesn't happen to the karta. Therefore, parasmai pada. Parasmai pada is the right thing. You should not say the person eats and therefore no. That is not the pachana mukhya phalam. Pachana avantara phalam it is. Like that.
But not the person cooking for others or cooking for himself.
Cooking, mukhya phalam is the grain becoming soft.
Not for others cooking.
No, who is eating, that is different. Mukhya phala is the grain becoming soft. That is the mukhya phala.
I always thought it the other way.
Yes, that's what I was thinking.
Not vivaksha.
Vivaksha is very important. Anyway, we have seen it. Good. One more sutra we will do.
Yes.
శేషాత్ కర్తరి పరస్మై పదం. As of now we are doing only కర్తృవాచ్య. కర్తృవాచ్య only we are doing. We are not doing కర్మవాచ్య. Means కర్మని ప్రయోగాస్ we are not doing. We are doing కర్తృవాచ్య only. Therefore, even whether it is ఆత్మనేపది or పరస్మేపది ధాతు, కర్తరి only. కర్తరి, కర్తరి లెటర్. కర్తనర్థే వివక్షితే సీయింగ్. దేర్ఫోర్ ద సేమ్ థింగ్ ఈజ్ రిపీటెడ్ అగైన్. కర్తరి మీన్స్ కర్తనర్థే వివక్షితే. సో వెన్ కర్త ఈజ్ బీయింగ్ ది టాపిక్ ఆఫ్ ది ధాతు యూసేజ్ ఇన్ సచ్ ఎ కాంటెక్స్ట్ వెన్ ఆల్ దోస్ ఫోర్ థింగ్స్ ఆర్ మెన్షన్డ్ హియర్. సో అనుదాత్త అండ్ ఙిత్ దే ఆర్ నాట్ దేర్. స్వరిత అండ్ ఙిత్ దే ఆర్ ఆల్సో నాట్ దేర్. If they are there, Kriyaphala is not Kartrugamini. In such cases, you get Parasmai Padam. So, if Anudatta is there, you won't get Parasmai Pada. If Nit is there, you won't get Parasmai Pada. If it is Swaritet and Kriyaphalam is not Kartrugamini, then you get Parasmai Pada. If it is Nit, and the kriya phala is not kartru gamini, then also you get parasmai phala. Okay. Seshat kartari parasmai phalam atmane pada nimitta hinat
atmane pada nimitta
hinat dhatoho
kartari
parasmai padam syat
parasmai padam syat.
See, the nimitta, nimitta means its presence brings in something else. That is called nimitta. Nimitta is different from karana. Like rain is the nimitta for the sprouting of the seed. Nimitta. Whereas the seed has the life in it, therefore it sprouts. That is karana. So sometimes nimitta is also presented as a karana. Nimitta karanam. Whereas it is not an intrinsic cause. It is external cause. It is there in the external that makes the particular thing happen easily. It promotes, it facilitates. That kind of a cause, facilitating cause.
Catalytic.
Catalytic or facilitating cause is called nimitta. So, the dhatu has that nimitta, that marker. It becomes atmanepada. It brings in the atmanepada pratyayas. Because atmanepada can come ధాతోః కర్తరి లట్. సో లకారస్య స్థానే తిప్తస్ జీ కనకం తాతాం ఝ కనకం ఎనీథింగ్ కనకం ఎదర్ దిస్ ఆర్ దాట్ బట్ ది నిమిత్త బ్రింగ్స్ ఇన్ ది వన్ అండ్ నాట్ ది అదర్. దట్ ఈస్ హౌ ది నిమిత్త ఇస్ యూస్డ్. సో ఆత్మనేపద నిమిత్త సార్ కౌంటెడ్, దే ఆర్ లిస్టెడ్. అండ్ వెన్ దోస్ నిమిత్త సార్ ఆబ్సెంట్, ఆత్మనేపద నిమిత్తహీనాత్ ధాతు, నన్ ఆఫ్ దోస్ నిమిత్తాస్ ఈస్ ప్రెసెంట్ ఇన్ ది ధాతు, దెన్ ది లకారాస్ లకారా ఇస్ రిప్లేస్డ్ బై పరస్మై పద ప్రత్యయాస్ ఓన్లీ. హీనా మీన్స్ విథౌట్,
విథౌట్
వర్జితాత్. ఆత్మనేపద నిమిత్త హీనాత్ ది వన్ ది ధాతు విచ్ ఈస్ విథౌట్ the nimittas of atmanepada will get paraspa sheshat.
So the reason Swamiji said kartri is because otherwise bhava karmanoho will come, right?
Bhava karmanoho will come.
Otherwise that's why
it would kartri. We are looking at kartri. That karmani prayoga etc. later it will come. Because you need to have the thorough foundation of the Kartari Prayoga, then Karmani Prayoga becomes one sutra, will take care of it. All Karmani Prayogas are Atmanepadas, they get only Atmanepada Prachayas, and then some Ya etc., something else he will mandate, and that will take care of everything. in one go it will be said. I think so, I remember like that. Tingastrini trini.
Tingastrini trini.
Prathama madhyamottamaha.
Prathama madhyamottamaha.
This thing is all the 18. The vipsa trini trini is not two pairs, two units of three and three. Every unit of three, that is the meaning of trini trini. Like indriyasya indriyasya arthe in the Gita. Pratyeka indriyasya arthe chartha. This is called vipsa. Neti neti. There is a big discussion. Neti neti tyadeshaha. Bhudaranyaka. That neti neti, is it negation of two things? There were two things there. Earlier. Or, it is negation of everything. Not two things. Everything is negated. Because it is vipsa. So similarly here, trini trini is vipsa. Therefore it is not about first three and second three. It is about all the six units of three, 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 three. That is the trini trini. So make it into three, 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 three like that. Okay? When you make it, the three, now you got how many threes? Six of them. So, prathama, madhyama, uttama, nine and nine. The nine is made into three, 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 three threes. And the three threes correspond to prathama, madhyama, uttama purushas. So the tiptas ji, prathama purusha. So, siptas tha, madhyama purusha. Mip, vas, mas, uttama purusha. And coming to Atmanepada, ta, atam, jha, prathama purusha. Thas, atham, dvam, madhyama purusha. It, vahi, mahi, uttama purusha. Like that they have to be distributed. That is the sutra. Tingaha.
Tingaha.
Upayoh padayoh. Ayastrikaha.
Ayastrikaha.
Kramat.
Kramat.
Etatsamudnyasyuhu.
Etatsamudnyasyuhu.
You see, trayaha is three. Bahuvachanam. Trika is a group of three. Ekavachanam. And trika. Now how many trikas are there? Three of them. Therefore it becomes bahuvachana. Trika. Trayaha trika. The nine becomes into, nine is divided into three groups, each having three. So trayas trika. Same way in the Atmanepada also. Trayas trika. And these three units of three come sequentially in the meaning of prathama, madhyama, uttama purushas. And now he has to define what are the purushas also. He will define that. He will do everything very thoroughly. And this ubhayoho padayoho trayaha trikaha kramat, yakramat, yatha asankhyamanudesha samanam. That is the paribhasha. Because it is sama-sama. On this side, there are three threes. And here we have prathama, madhyama, uttama. Therefore, the first one to first one, second to second, third. Yatha krama, nyaya, yathasankhyam nyaya is used. Yathasankhyam anudeshaha samanam. Why three? Three is ekavachana, dvivachana, bahuvachana. He is saying that. We will complete that also and stop it. Tani.
Tani.
Ekavachana, dvivachana, bahuvachanani.
Ekavachana, dvivachana, bahuvachanani.
Ekashaha.
Ekashaha.
One, one, one. Pratyekashaha. Ekashaha means by the count of one. Ekashaha. What do you mean by that? Everything. Every one, like that. So there are three. In the three, you start, earlier we counted as a three. these three prathama purusha, these three, but like that we counted. Now don't count as three is over now. Ekashaha, count one, like that you have to count three of them. In every three, in every group there are three. So the first tittas g, so the first one is ekavachana, the second one is dvivachana, the third one is bahuvachana. Ekashaha. Now come to the second trika, again ekashaha, third trika ekashaha, like that you got to cover. Therefore it is all very well organized. So nothing is arbitrary, everything is very well organized, nothing is left arbitrary. Labdha prathamadi samujnani,
labdha prathamadi samujnani,
singaha
singaha,
trini trini vachanani
prasyekam
ekavachanadi samujnani syuhu,
ekavachanadi samujnani syuhu.
So many samujnas now, they are called prachayas, then they are called atmanepada parasvayakuru samujnya, then they get prathama purusha ityadi samujnas. Now they get ekavachana ityadi saunyas. So having fixed the prathama purusha ityadi saunyas, labdha prathamadi saunyani, now they are units of three, etc. And in those three, every one of the unit, triad, they are every one, every single triad you take and count them ekashaha and give new saunyas. The first one is ekavachana, etc. Everything yathasankhya manuvesha samanam yushmadyupapade samanadhikarane thaninyapi madhyamaha Shri Krishna Arpanamastu. So today Dhatu did not begin.
Can you?